Once there was a young rat named Arthur, never make up his mind.
This is the Made in the UK show, featuring some of the best unsigned and independent music from the United Kingdom, and hosted by a team of UK music podcasters. It's made in the UK for the world. Hello and welcome to the Made in the UK show number 127. I'm Stuart Morrison from Insomnia Radio UK, and in this episode I'm joined by two other UK-based music podcasters, Colin of the Ouroboros podcast and Nick Tan of Is This Thing On podcast. I'm going to start with my submissions, which are two tracks from the 100th show of Insomnia Radio UK, which you can find at uk.insomniaradio.net. The 100th show may be out by the time you listen to this, or it may not. We're starting with the band We Were Promised Jetpacks, and the song is Act on Impulse.
Smell or sweat.
That was Scott's band We Were Promised Jetpacks with a track from their new album In the Pit of the Stomach called Act on Impulse. It's not as shouty as some of their previous works. I guess I should check out the rest of the album, as should you, by going to their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/WeWerePromisedJetpacks. There you'll see a huge Order Now banner in the middle, and at their store the album is available in every form you could imagine, from vinyl to download. And my second track is in complete contrast to the first. It's by the band Pocketbooks. The song is called Promises, Promises.
Just with you. A handwritten note is a scant consolation, but I'll take whatever love's left. The pen strokes are slammed from the left to the right, like a drunk cyclist meandering home on a cold Christmas Eve. And I know, this made a note that I hold in my hand, an invitation to run. It's a chain reaction to run to the tempting light. Okay, I buy it. Keep up the paperwork, I just want to read it. Keep up the party line, I might not believe it, but just want to hear it. Just want to hear it out loud. J's would all slant the same way, but now something has changed. The handwriting tells always give us away.
That was London-based band Pocketbooks with Promises, Promises. It's taken from their album Carousel, and if you want to find out more or to buy it, head to pocketbooks.org.uk or their label, which is oddboxrecords.com. And now Colin's submissions, which he'll introduce himself.
Normally, what I like to do, and I assume what all the other hosts of Made in the UK like to do, is play tracks on Made in the UK that they've recently played on their own shows and have somehow struck a chord with them. But for this particular episode of Made in the Key UK, I'm going to be slightly self-indulgent. If you listen to my podcast, the Ouroboros podcast, which you can find at ourobouros.co.uk, you will know that yesterday I started a week-long celebration for my 200th show. I've been doing this nearly 5 years, and I've reached episode 200. And what I'm doing for this celebration is counting down my 100 favourite tracks that I have ever played on my podcast since I started it in February 2007. So, in honour of this, what I'm going to do for this episode of Made in the UK is play two tracks that I featured on my show back in 2007 and can almost literally be blamed for the reason why I started a podcast. Because I discovered this great independent unsigned music, started playing it to my friends, and one of them said one day, "Why don't you just do your own podcast?" And the rest, as they say, is history. So here are two of the independent unsigned British acts which I absolutely fell in love with in 2007 and can basically be blamed for why the Ouroboros podcast exists. I believe I've played both of these tracks on Made in the UK in the past, but like I said, I'm being a bit self-indulgent today. So the first one I've got for you is Johnny Five by Anemo.
Hi, my name's Johnny Five, and I need someone to talk to. I know it seems strange, but it feels right all the same. Take all I want from you. Let's play a game for two. I can't even remember what the fight was about, but this time you went too far, and I knocked her down. It wasn't me to lose who I am. I became someone else, a vacant stare, and she lay there. I could be your closest friend, your poster child, your spokesman now, or I'll save an anonymous through the chat box and down the wire. So am I in your sitting room right now? Right now, right now. I'm ashamed of what I did and what it's turned me into. A social freak, a social freak. Associated with losers, that is what you will become.
Can't delete the past, can't delete.
What's my life?
love is a walking free, and you know your life wouldn't be empty without me. Little old Johnny Five.
Animo come from Brighton, and that track, Johnny Five, comes off their 2005 album, Slow Burn. That was one of the first tracks I ever heard through podcasting after I got my first iPod in 2007 and started subscribing to the Indie Feed podcast. And it was also one of the first albums I ever bought after hearing a track on a podcast. So when I started my own show, it was guaranteed to be in the first episode. It looks like Animo might be on hiatus, or at least their website certainly hasn't been updated in a while, which is a bit of a shame, but going through my top 100 tracks, it's remarkable and kind of depressing just how many bands I played in the early days of the show aren't together anymore. And the next band I've got to play for you, unfortunately, have definitely split up. They're called Riser, and I came across their music at around the same time as I came across Animo in 2007. But in their case, it wasn't through a podcast. It was through a web animated series for which they provided the soundtrack. And when I started my podcast, I got in touch with them, and they were kind enough to send me some tracks. And their 2008 album, The Well-Dressed Thief, is another one I bought because I'd played them on the podcast. Like I said, unfortunately they have split up, so there's no website out there for them at the moment. But it's still great music, and it's still a very important track for me because it is definitely one of the ones that made me want to start a podcast. So from Edinburgh, and sadly no longer with us, this is Riser with their track Rockstar.
When I get old, I'm gonna start up a rock band, be a guitarist, do the bass and the drums, all the nightclubs, pubs and the town halls, venues for everyone who come in a show. Try to get famous, sign to a label, make a CD that we'll try to sell. Establish a fan base, I see how the same face, each of them with their own story to tell. You'll love it. Endless frustrations, the highs and the lows, moments of sadness, embracing the madness. Sooner or later, I'll be on all that you know. Try to get famous, sent to a label, make a CD that we couldn't sell. Establish your fan base, see out the same face, teaching them with their own story to tell.
I wanna be a rock star. Hi, and my name is Nick Tan from the Is This Thing On podcast. My two submissions this week are from two friends of mine. The first is a track by a great friend of mine called Marvin B. Naylor. We both did a similar gig. Well, not a similar gig. We did the same gig yesterday, and it was awful. So I thought I'd play one of his tracks on, made in the UK to make up for it. This is a track off his fantastic album. I've got it here in front of me, called The Stargazer Symphonium. It's brilliant. This is track number 6. This is called Carousel. Now, look, listen to the track. Some people get it, some people don't. Fortunately, I get it, and I absolutely adore it. This is Marvin B. Naylor.
When there is something followed by nothing, can there be something again? Will a building built on a playground have the echo of play? After the playground, they built a building. Now there's a playground again. The carousel goes round, round and round and round. The swings go up and down. And life goes round, round and round and round. And we're happy to be going round. Carousel goes round, round and round and round. Swings go up and down. Our world goes round, round and upside down. And we're happy when we're going round. To ring, we like to lie
and the sky goes all the way home. The sky goes all the way home. Carousel go round, round and round and round. Sky go all the way home. Carousel go round, round and round and round. Sky go all the way home. The sky goes all the way home.
Fantastic track. Now, so if you really, really like that, which I really do, it does actually grow on you. The more you hear it, the more nuances that you actually hear in it. There's bits of Beach Boys sort of style production in that, the guitar. Oh, high bass. I've spoken to music. It's high bass. That's what the noise is in there. Look, you've got to go off to marvinbnaylormusic.bandcamp.com and you can buy the album for a couple of quid. It's a fantastic album. It's worth going to the website just to look at the album cover because that's fantastic as well. Naylor, you spell N-A-Y-L-O-R. So it's marvinbnaylormusic.bandcamp.com. Right, that's enough for Marvin. A friend of Marvin, as well as a friend of mine, is a lovely lady called Sarah Saville, also from Hampshire. Actually, Marvin's from Winchester. Sarah's from Southampton. And I'll play this track. This is a great track. This is off her album called, I think it's called Transparent, actually, this album. And this is the title track. This is Transparent, Sarah Saville.
Learning from the lines round other people's eyes, what they're telling me. Even the thickest skin cannot disguise what is underneath. Everybody goes about their day thinking they can hide, but those telltale lines upon their faces tell the story of their lives. Your inner feelings are bold as brass, and I can see through you. Story of their lives.
Lovely. That was Sarah Saville and Transparent from the album of the same name. To find out more about her, you can also buy the album from this site. It's myspace.com/Sarah Saville. But all these details will be in the show notes for this episode. Well, if you've enjoyed these tracks, you might enjoy other tracks that I play, and you might even enjoy me. Go to my podcast site, which is isthisthingonpodcast.com. Thanks very much indeed. Bye.
So we've come to the end of the Made in the UK show, number 127. Thanks to Colin and Nick for contributing. It's been lots of fun, as always, compiling the show. Thanks also to the band and their management and publicity people for submitting the music. Please check out their websites. The details and links to the band sites are all on the Made in the UK site, which is, of course, madeintheukshow.co.uk. And you can leave comments there too if you'd like to. There are also links to my site as well as Colin's and Nick's there. The next Made in the UK show is out on the 6th of November and is hosted by Pete Cogle from PCP with guests Dave and Caroline Lee of the Bugcast and apparently me again. How did that happen? Anyway, I've been Stuart Morrison from Insomnia Radio UK. Until the next time on the Made in the UK show, Made in the UK for the world.